The future of the Senate's health care reform plan is deeply in doubt, with Senator John McCain recently saying it, quote, is probably going to be dead. That's due at least in part to a broad variety of GOP senators, from the most moderate to the most conservative, finding something to dislike. In that most moderate category, we find Dean Heller of Nevada. He's especially concerned about proposed changes that could cause significant budget problems for states like his that expanded Medicaid as part of the Affordable Care Act. Heller is closely tied to Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval, who originally appointed Heller to the Senate seat. Sandoval has openly expressed concerns about any changes being made to Medicaid and the negative impact that could have on Nevada. With me to talk more about this is John Ralston, editor of the Nevada Independent and a longtime political analyst in that state. John, Arizona Senator John McCain has talked with Governor Doug Ducey about his concerns related to health care reform, but the connection between Senator Heller and Governor Sandoval is even stronger on this issue. At this point, how influential is Sandoval with Heller on the issue?
I think he has immense influence, maybe complete influence. Senator Heller started invoking the governor's name even before he announced he was going to oppose the Senate bill. The reason that he has done that is twofold. First of all, Sandoval, Governor Brian Sandoval, a moderate Republican, was the first Republican governor to expand Medicaid about 5 years ago. It's very important to him. He has said that repeatedly. More than 200,000 Nevadans have gotten on health care because of the Medicaid expansion, and also because of his popularity. Sandoval is by far the most popular elected official in the state, 65-70% approval rating. Heller knows this. Heller's numbers are about half of that. He's in big trouble. So he sees Sandoval as a political life preserver.
It's a huge issue, but is this a one-issue situation where if the Senate decides we want to add a lot of funding to Medicaid, or we're not going to kick people off the rolls, or whatever it may be, is that enough to get Brian Sandoval and Dean Heller on the same page to say, maybe we will vote for this?
Now, of course, it's tough to tell, right? It would depend what that looks like. But unless they address the Medicaid situation to Brian Sandoval's satisfaction, and it's hard to tell exactly what that would be, it seems highly unlikely, if not impossible, that Heller will vote yes on the bill. Now, Heller has gone beyond the Medicaid piece, though. He has also said that the people pushing the bill, meaning his own party, was lying about saying premiums were going to go down. And he said he's not going to vote for any bill that kicks tens of millions of Americans off of health care. So it is going to be very difficult, to use his own words, to get Heller to a yes on this bill.
How much trouble is Dean Heller in as far as his reelection bid goes?
I think he's in trouble. He's certainly the most vulnerable Republican incumbent in the country, the only one running for re-election in the state won by Hillary Clinton. As I said, his numbers are in the high 30s, low 40s, and most polling I have seen in terms of his approval rating. But on the other hand, Heller is indomitable. He's looked like he's in trouble before, and he has managed to survive. He's never lost. So I don't count him out. The Democrats may have a primary. Heller may have a primary. So there's a lot to happen between now and November 2018.
When Brian Sandoval decided that he was going to be in favor of Medicaid expansion, even though that was related to the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, how did Republicans in Nevada react to that?
Well, there was mixed reaction, as you might expect. Sandoval tried to couch it by saying that he still opposed the Affordable Care Act, had a lot of problems with other elements of the Affordable Care Act, but that he believed that this was essentially a moral imperative to get more people on the health care rolls. He was greatly influenced by his now chief of staff, then head of Health and Human Services, Chief Mike Wilden, who I think had been dealing with the Medicaid issue for years and I think was a huge influence on the governor in getting him to expand Medicaid. It didn't hurt Sandoval's numbers. He has been easily elected and reelected, and so his numbers have been robust, even through not just that, but passing a $1.5 billion tax increase, which ordinarily would be death for a Republican, but it's not been for Sandoval.
Coming back to Medicaid expansion, have you heard from Nevada voters, from Las Vegas voters, as far as how they feel about the possibility of Medicaid? Are they on the side of where Brian Sandoval is going on this? Is this a blue state, red state, purple state when it comes to this issue?
It's a good question. I haven't seen any polling on that at all yet. I've only seen anecdotal evidence, and you know, right-wing talk radio says they're getting inundated with phone calls telling Heller to vote for the bill, that Medicaid is not an issue. But I don't want to speculate on that until I see the polling. I would say that Heller knows that he needs to appeal to the to not just the base, but to Democrats who are the majority, at least a plurality in this state, and independents who are growing all the time. Some of the polling shows that they support the Medicaid expansion, but there's not enough of it for me to feel confident.
John Ralston of the Nevada Independent, insider on Nevada politics. John, thank you.
My pleasure.